back to the only Chicago music festival that cost you as much as this AM radio station did, the Extension 720 Chicago Music Showcase.
There you go. Thank you, Jen. It's Extension 720. I'm Justin Kaufman here as we continue with the Chicago Music Showcase. Well, you can't have a music festival in Chicago without soul and soul music. Such great artists have come from this town. Think Sam Cooke, Chaka Khan, Curtis Mayfield, who just celebrated a birthday this week. So tonight's soul music. And who better to play for us than a band that's bringing back Shy Soul with a review this Saturday at Lincoln Hall, Chicago Soul Spectacular. We'll talk with some of the band members coming up about the project and the show. But first, let's hear them perform live in our performance studio. Here they are, Chicago Soul Spectacular, and the song, She's Back.
One, two, three. She's back. She's back.
Ooh, 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 you bet.
She's back.
Oh, come on.
She's back.
Ooh, 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 you bet.
She's back.
Hey, hey. I know you miss me. Miss me in them streets.
Cause we all got that sun obsession. Oh, come on.
Shut up yourself, no need to stress.
That's right. I know you've been laying in that bed every day, sleeping till noon, looking up on Instagram, liking posts
yourself,
and models,
no
like you're shopping for a new life in a catalog. Listen, y'all, I know it. So move the big old butt, hey,
shut
and listen
up
to the words
no
of the same again.
Shut up yourself,
don't be distressed. Move your body, no need to stress. Shut up yourself, don't be distressed. Move your body, no need to stress. Shut up yourself, don't be distressed. Move your body, no need to stress. Shut up yourself. Hey, hey, let's go.
Chicago Soul Spectacular in studio. Yes, there you go. They are going to be at Lincoln Hall coming up on Saturday nights for a Shy Soul review. We're going to talk with them about Chicago Soul, what it means to them, and hear some more music here on Extension 720 Chicago Soul Spectacular. Kicking it up a notch here in the 9 o'clock hour on 720 WGN. Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman. Well, this weekend, the Chicago Soul Spectacular presents a new show called Shy is Soul. It's a tribute to Chicago Soul. It's going to be at the Lincoln Hall in Lincoln Park on Saturday night. Here in studio, Billy Bungaroth, Julie Nichols, and Elise Latrice. Elisa Latrice are here from Chicago's Soul Spectacular, and we're going to have a conversation about soul music in Chicago. Good to see you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So excited to be here.
So why don't we start by just the idea of, you know, the Chicago Soul Spectacular. You guys have been putting on shows, but talk about Shy is Soul. Why a show called Shy is Soul?
Well, we think that, you know, there's so much emphasis put on Motown and Stax and the Memphis scene, and we love all that. But, like, Chicago has such a rich soul history. And, honestly, there's not many books on it. There's a Robert Pruder book from the early 90s that's out there. There's just not a ton of information. So if you look at Curtis's influence, Donny Hathaway's influence, Chaka Khan's influence, Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers started mm-hmm. here. Mahalia Jackson was living in Chicago. Like, there is so much soul and gospel. The Staple Singers. I mean, mm-hmm. and really where Chicago is incredible is the having that heavy-duty gospel influence.
Can you tell the difference as musicians between a soul artist coming out of Chicago as opposed to Motown or Memphis? Is there a different particular sound that Chicago brings?
I think so, yeah. I mean, especially when you're comparing it, you know, there's like the Memphis horns and the Motown rhythm section and, you know, and of course the different voices that came out of both places.
I think the number one thing is the heavy gospel influence here in Chicago, and also a lot of the stuff is really complicated, you know, because it was gospel changes and jazz changes. Like, yeah. Donny Hathaway uses super complicated voicings.
So complicated.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire is like, the time signatures are wild. Rufus and Chaka is like, the time signatures are wild. So, yeah, Chicago has a really... And then the lesser-known stuff, like, you know, Brunswick and some of the ABC stuff is, like, huge arrangements. Johnny Pate having these, like, enormous orchestrations. So it's kind of more complex sometimes than, say, like, a great Stax Otis Redding cut.
Yeah, it's the sort of music where you're like, ooh, let's play some Earth, Wind, and Fire. This will be just fun and funky. And then you get into it, and it's like, whoa. This is a nightmare. It's yeah. so rewarding, though. It's so rewarding to get inside of those changes and to get inside of the music and learn it and be like, man, this is what people were creating. This is right. what people were making.
And that's what we grew up on, too. I think as an artist, being from a generation that probably doesn't really know that type of music unless your parents were playing it for you when you were growing up, mm-hmm. you don't realize how impactful it was until, you know, you're in your adult years and you're learning through singing and through playing it. And I think that's what makes these artists coming from Chicago so special, because we grew up with it and you almost try and emulate it, you know, yeah. in a way. And that's what makes you a better artist, because, you know, that's by coincidence, you just came up with it.
That's such a great point, too, because there's going to be neo soul. There's going to be soul music that you can go to iTunes right now and play, and it'll have remnant. It comes from somewhere, yeah. obviously, and you can hear it. But technology and synths and other things have changed what soul music means. The genre has changed. Mm-hmm. You don't see as many bands, Billy, today going with that gritty sound that came out of the 50s and the 60s when it comes to soul music, particularly here in town.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit of a lost art, not to say that all the music that you mentioned, I mean, there's so much great music being made, there's so much great modern music, but I think for us, especially with the Chicago Soul Spectacular brand, whether it's original music or the covers that we've learned, we want to keep that continuum going. We want to be playing, you know, we haul I don't know how large Julie's, you know, Fender Rhodes is, but we haul that to just about every show.
It's quite, you know, heavy.
We'd rather, I think, be involved in that sound from before and try to take it further than just come up with something entirely new.
There's something about the connection too, because we can go in and continue to talk about the chord changes and the signature change, you know, all the things that go into the music that makes soul so specific and unique. But a lot of it has to do with the theatricality as well. The bands that we're talking about, Curtis Mayfield or Sam Cooke, they put on a show. It was not just sort of we get up there and hopefully the audience likes what we're doing. There was a lot to that, and that's on display. We're going to see at the Lincoln Hall this weekend.
I love that. That's the type of music and entertainers that I grew up watching as a little girl, like, you know, watching the Isley Brothers, where you're not just standing in one spot, you're putting on a show, you're an entertainer and not just a musician or a singer. Your role is to entertain, and if you're playing music that is moving, then, you know, people want to see that. I think that's what they come to see, especially when it's a Soul Spectacular show. You know that you're not just getting great music and great artists, you're getting a show. We're enjoying it, you're enjoying it, and that's where the magic happens, because, you know, we all just bleed that onto each other, I guess.
Elevating the audience is, like, of supreme importance to us, and connecting with the audience, and it is literally true at every show, you don't really know what's going to happen. You know, we have a set list, we might stick to it, we always surround ourselves with guest artists and musicians who come in who want to be playing in that, you know, arena of, like, let's see what happens. We trust each other, and we want to put on a show that feels really authentic in that way, because it is really authentic in that way. We have so much reverence for this music, and we have so much passion for this music, that it just is like, it could just come out in any sort of way, which is so exciting.
Well, I mean, even right before we started the interview, you guys are going over the patterns and what's gonna, who's gonna be wearing what and how it's gonna match. And there's more. There's a lot of things that people don't think about that go into a review, especially a Chicago Soul review, that is beyond the chords and where people are gonna stand.
And different shows are different, and different. We have a different vision and a different artistic vision for every show that we do. You know, this show for Shy as Soul is going to look very different than our show for Aretha Franklin, which looks very different from our show for Memphis Soul Stew, which is our Memphis Soul review. So this is kind of drawing more from Chaka Khan and some of the wilder colors and patterns and stuff, and just things that feel really more explosive, like Chicago music.
The ensemble, when you have a band the size that you have, and how many people will we see on stage on Saturday? More than we have in studio.
16.
16.
Yeah, three horns, three backup singers, an array of various singers and rappers too.
The idea of getting everybody on the same color palette seems like it'd be a nightmare. How do you get everybody on the same page musically and then performance wise because I know you both come from Second City, and there's an emphasis put on improvisation, but more about an emphasis put on connecting with the people you're on stage with. Does that play a role when you have a band that's this big?
We have the best of the best, right? Like, we have people who we are so fortunate to work with who are as deeply passionate about this as we are. So when it comes down to the little details that other people might be bored with or not care about or discard, you know, of color palette and who's going to solo where, and are we going to extend this portion, or are we cool with maybe ending this differently, you know, like, everyone is so on board for that, and that's kind of part of the direction that this band has always been going.
I think in the past what I've learned is collaborate with people who have similar instincts about what you're doing, as opposed to try to, like, tell someone what you're thinking. Oh, okay, Elisa and I and Julie, we think you should be doing this, and John thinks you should do this, and blah, blah, blah. Like, we're just trying to invite people who have the same vision and who have the same, as Julie says, like, reverence and excitement about it. So it's not that much telling folks what to do, as more as letting them kind of just be the thing that rides on the wave that we're creating.
I love it.
That's what I've enjoyed most about being a part of this band, is that there's freedom, you know, like, I don't like feeling restricted in any way. And after my first show with them, I feel like everything was just effortless, and it just clicked because we have that likeness, that kinship.
Well, the show, looking forward to it. The show is called Shy as Soul. It's put on by the Chicago Soul Spectacular. It's a tribute to Chicago Soul. It'll be on stage June 8th, that's this Saturday, at the Lincoln Hall, which is 2424 North Lincoln Avenue. In studio tonight, Elisa Latrice, Julie Nichols, Billy Bungaroth. So there's going to be a ton of music, you guys, that you guys will be playing in the show, but, you know, everything from Chaka Khan to Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield down the line. But what are we going to hear tonight on Extension 720?
Do you want to do Voodoo Woman?
Yes. Can I do some Coco Taylor?
Yeah.
They call me the Voodoo Woman, and I know the reason why. Lord, if I raise my hand, the sky begin to cry. They call me the Voodoo Woman. I look through water, it's by dry land. They call me the Voodoo Woman. I look through water, it's by dry land. And I tell all you men, your woman got another man. Rabbit food in my pocket, a toad frog in my shoe, crawfish on my shoulder, looking dead at you. I got dust from a rattlesnake, a black spider bone. If that don't do it, baby, you better leave it all alone. They call me the Voodoo Woman, and I know the reason why.
You know the sky begin to cry. Play it for me, Billy. Toad frog in my shoe, crawfish on my shoulder, looking dead at you. I got dust from a rattlesnake, black spider bone. If that don't do it, baby, you better leave it all alone. They call me the voodoo. And if I raise my hand, you know, yeah, it's gonna cry.
Chicago Soul Spectacular. Alisa Latrice on the vocals right there. Shy Soul, the show at Lincoln Hall coming up this Saturday. Chicago Soul Spectacular. You can find them online everywhere. Great band. Thank you so much for being in studio tonight. All right, coming up, we continue. We're in the stretch run of our awesome Chicago Music Showcase, our street festival in studio high atop the mouth of the Chicago River here on Extension 720. State champion, a little alt country to finish it up. Coming up after the news. Stay with us.